News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The snowplows are out in force today in parts of the Northeast, where millions of Americans are battling blizzard conditions. For those without their own snowplow, they've got to grab the snow shovel, like New York City resident Vince Lisi, who was outside shoveling and says this snow's a little heavier than it was a few weeks ago.
I've been out here for a good half hour, basically not so much to clean it, but just to get the bulk out. Did that last night, and I think it pays off. That's my technique, and I know I'll be out here again, but got a not wide enough path for people to walk their dogs and to walk to wherever they're going today.
The Weather Service says the snow could pile up about 2 feet high and also cause whiteout conditions. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear from oil and gas companies trying to block lawsuits seeking to hold the entire industry liable for billions of dollars in climate change damage.
Boulder, Colorado city and county officials say the lawsuit's about fairness and that taxpayers shouldn't be solely responsible for the costs of adapting to climate change. But Suncor Energy and ExxonMobil appealed after the case was allowed to proceed in state court. They argue the suit threatens one of the nation's most critical sectors and that since emissions are a national issue, the case belongs in federal court, where similar suits have been tossed out. The industry is facing dozens of lawsuits from state and local governments. The Trump administration has weighed in support of the companies, saying if Boulder wins, it means any locality could sue virtually anybody for contributions to climate change. Jennifer King, Washington.
A federal judge has barred the release of a report by special counsel Jack Smith on his investigation into Donald Trump's holding of classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate. The U.S. District Judge in the case granted a request from the administration to keep that report under wraps. That probe resulted in criminal charges in 2023, but it was thrown out a year later. This is SRN News. One conservative Methodist group is growing.
It was launched 4 years ago as the United Methodist Church began to break apart over its embrace of gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Now the conservative Global Methodist Church counts more than 7,000 congregations around the world. A GMC spokesman tells the Christian Post that the milestone, quote, reflects the faithfulness of God and the willingness of his people to boldly follow the Holy Spirit's leading and God's call. Michael Harrington reporting.
The head of the Jewish Federations of North America has issued a warning. Speaking in Washington, D.C. this month, Eric Fingerhut said that the state of the Jewish Union in America is strong, but that it is being tested. And he says, quote, we are worried about the real threats of violence and the growing acceptance of anti-Semitic rhetoric. Fingerhut is calling on Congress to take action and says lawmakers need to expand the capability of the FBI and other law enforcement agencies to counter domestic terrorism. This is SRN News. The new and emerging world of online searches and online activity of all kinds opening up a whole new chapter in privacy concerns, especially when it comes to law enforcement tapping into that data to help them track down suspects.
Criminal investigators hoping to develop suspects in difficult cases have been asking Google to reveal who searched for specific information online, seeking what's known as reverse keyboard warrants that critics warn threaten the privacy of innocent people. Unlike traditional search warrants that target a known suspect or location, keyboard warrants work backward by identifying internet addresses where searches were made in a certain window of time for particular terms, such as a street address where a crime occurred or a phrase like pipe bomb. Police have used the method to investigate a series of bombings in Texas and a fatal arson in Colorado. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.